And they made a calf in those days and offered sacrifices unto what? Idols. And rejoiced in the work of their own hands. Oh, Lord. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven. As it is written in the book of the prophets, O ye house of Israel, ye have offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness. Moses was their godsend, but they would not stick with Moses to the end. Now, Moses was the godsend. Are y'all still with me tonight? I'm just talking. Moses was their godsend of the Old Testament, but he spoke of one to come in the new. Hear ye him. And so now we have a man called Jesus Christ. And we find at the fullness of time, when the earth was ready for deliverance again, as it was in the days of Moses, after 400 years of darkness, here comes the godsend. And light sprang up in darkness. A root came out of Jesse. Whoo, hallelujah. The godsend is here. But he didn't come like they expected him to come. He came in swaddling clothes instead of a robe and a crown. But this Jesus becomes the mediator of the new covenant or the new testament. And the Bible says, see, they relate this back to Moses. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not that refuse him that spake on earth, Moses, see that you refuse not him that speak from heaven, Jesus. So God sent forth his son made of a woman, and he came, and they would not hear him. They would not hear him. And too many times I'm afraid that God sends us, can I say this without hurting anybody's feelings? He sends us somebody that tells us what we don't want to hear, and we reject it. I will tell you, I've been doing this a long time, and the greatest hurts, plural, I've ever had in all my ministry has always been every time helping someone. Every time it's been helping someone that will listen to you only so far. You were the godsend in the beginning, but I don't agree with that. Now, either it's the godsend or it's not the godsend. It's one of the two. But you don't get to where you get to make your own decisions if you're going to go with what God sends, right? And too many times, people to their own problem. See, when they turn back, he let them die off. When they turn back against Jesus, the godsend, he said, you just stay in your sins. And I'll go over here to somebody who wants me, somebody who believes me. Let me tell you who Jesus preached to, whoever would hear him. Let me tell you who I'm going to preach to, whoever will hear me. I don't really care what they believe, so to speak. If you'll hear me, I'll preach to you. I don't have a rule or a law that says you can't come in here. If you want to come in here and hear me, I'm here to preach to you. I want to be your godsend. Lord knows I've been through enough to be a few godsends to some folks. Because you can't be a godsend, Brother Valentine, if you haven't been through something. So I believe that God sends people into our lives to deliver us from sin and from death, from evil, and bring us in the path of righteousness. Again, Ananias was Paul's godsend, and Peter was a godsend to the Jews. Paul was a godsend to the Gentiles. God sent forth his own son to deliver us out of the clutches of the devil in the time of 400 years of darkness, and he brought forth light to a dark and a dim world. Anytime God sends something, it is for deliverance. It's for your own good. See that you rebel not against the one that God sends to you. Wow. He didn't send forth his son to condemn the world. I get really, really irritated sometimes with people saying, you trying to condemn me? You trying to judge me? No, I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. And sometimes when you see yourself, it brings condemnation. This guy came in. I'm rattling a little bit. I got 30 more minutes. We quit at 9 around here, don't we? 9:30? Okay, thank you. But he came in and he said, Brother Baggett, he said, 42, 3 years, I don't know how long he's been past, same church. He said, I've just never seen anything like this in all my days. He said, there is no loyalty in the land. He said, He said, I'm telling you, the people you do the most for And so he said, you know, for anybody to get in the ministry, they got to be tough. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be in the ministry to be tough. If you're going to be used of God, you have to be tough. You have to be tough. You cannot let what someone does to you affect what you do for the next person and the next person, because then you become wrong yourself. Enough of that. What I don't want to do, and I don't want you to do, is to go about acting like we're living for God and just be toiling. Do you know what toiling is? Toiling is when God's not in it. It becomes work that's not productive. When Jesus came to those disciples, they had no fish. He said, you know, have you caught anything? Cast your net on the other side and you'll find. He said, oh, we have toiled all night. Yeah, that's exactly what they did. They toiled all night and caught nothing. But he said, if you'll cast your, see, the God sin has the word. You cast your net on the other side and ye shall find. You trying to tell me how to fish, Pastor? You trying to tell me how to do this? He wasn't a fisherman. But that man said, nevertheless. And when he cast the net over, he said, there's my godsend. And he got up and followed him. And guess how long he followed him? Yes, I know Peter denied the Lord, but guess what? He died for him too. The problem that we have today is sometimes it's not the lack of commitment, it's the lack of being submitted. Some people are committed. I'm going to church. I'm going to go. People say, I'm not going to leave that church because, bless God, I was born and raised there. And they'll sit there and fight the whole time. And they're not submitted. They're committed, but they're not submitted. But anytime you're going to have a godsend in your life, you've got to be committed and submitted. Or God can't have his way. Can you say amen? Amen. Let me go on. King Agrippa had a godsend. He rejected it. The Ethiopian sitting in a chariot had a godsend, accepted it. God sends somebody to everybody. And it's up to us to know this is my godsend right here. Amen. As they come tonight, I recall that Isaiah, he looked up to King Uzziah. But the Bible says that in the year that King Uzziah died, he said, I also saw the Lord, and he was high and lifted up. And he said, woe is me, for I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips and dwell. I sure would like to do something for God. But I can't do it like this. And the Bible says that he sent a seraphim who got a live coal with tongs from off of the altar and brought it and put it on his lips and purged him of his sin and his iniquities. And then the call went out and said, who shall go? Who shall I send? And who shall go for us? Then said I, send me. I'm telling you, if you want to be sent of God, you know what the word apostle means? Sent of God. If you want to be sent of God, you got to purge yourself. Purge yourself from sin and iniquities and thicken up your skin, honey, because I'm telling you, it's not easy to be used of God. You ever study for your lessons that you give? You just get up here and... you. I imagine you've told Sister Valentine, honey, I'm going in the room. I'll be out later. If you're going to be used of God, I'm here to tell you, you've got to put some time in this thing and some effort in this thing. You're not going to be used of God until you purge yourself of some of the times your own desires and things you want to do and prove yourself to both man and God that you can be used of God. You want to be used of God tonight? I do. I want to be used of the Lord. Hallelujah. See that you not refuse him as they did. When God sends somebody your way and you call it a godsend, you better know what you're saying. Because if that's your godsend, you need to stay with them till death. Elijah and another old boy plowing. All these sons of the prophets wishing they could be the successor of that man that had that mantle. Wishing they could be tutored by him. And they're off in some little college trying to learn how to preach and prophesy and all that. And here we got a boy that's on a plow and he's the 12th guy. But the Lord had already told Elijah, I'm sending you to get him. And as he passed by him, he threw that mantle over him. Whoo! He knew something. Something was happening in him. Whoo! I never felt nothing like, oh God, who are you? I want to follow you. You are my godsend. Let me go. What have I to do with you? He said, let me go. I got to go back. And he killed all of his animals. And he burned all the instruments and said, I'm yours, pal. Wherever you go, some of you have told me, brother, I'm with you till you die, and I believe it. You're my godsend. Wherever you go, I'm going with you. That's kind of like Ruth and Naomi, isn't it? It's hard to believe Naomi was her godsend, but it was. Where you die, I die. Where you lodge, I lodge. Your people are going to be my people. They dig your grave, tell them to dig one right by it. Because you're my godsend. Elijah would get ready to go somewhere. He said, look, I'll be back. You stay right here. I'm going. He said, oh, no, as the Lord liveth. As the Lord liveth. You my godsend. I'm staying with you. He said, well, you can't have what I got unless you see me when I go. Hallelujah. Anybody got a godsend in their life? Anybody? I'm not trying to get you to say it's me. I'm just trying to say you need a godsend in your life. Would you stand with me tonight? If you don't have one, pray that God sends you one. Pray that God sends you. Say, God, purge me of all my iniquities. Here am I, Lord. Send me. Send me. Glory to God. Let's sing a song.